House Democrats Plot Resolution to Keep Criminal Illegal Aliens in U.S. by John Binder on December 11, 2020. A group of House Democrats is plotting a resolution for next year that would attempt to keep criminal illegal aliens in the United States rather than their being deported, along with a series of other proposals to obstruct federal immigration officials' ability to arrest and detain illegal aliens. Representatives Pramila Jayapal, DWA, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Yvette Clark, DNY, Judy Chu, DCA, Jesus Garcia, DEL, and Veronica Escobar, DTX, have compiled a resolution that they plan to introduce next year, which serves as a wish list for the Open Borders lobby. The resolution, shared with Vox, seeks to allow illegal aliens to stay in the U.S. and face fines, community service requirements, probation, or attend treatment programs when they are arrested and convicted of various crimes rather than immediately facing deportation before an immigration judge. Deportation should not be the consequence of minor offenses, such as shoplifting or a traffic violation, Jayapal said in an interview, Vox reported. Jayapal also said that the House Democrats are looking to disentangle this idea that all criminals should be deported. Another component of the resolution calls for the U.S. to presume liberty for all immigrants. In practice, the provision eliminates all detention of adult border crossers so long as they arrive with children and ends local law enforcement's ability to partner with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency to ensure criminal illegal aliens are not released back into the communities they have victimized. The resolution comes as Democrat Joe Biden has said he will send an amnesty for 11 to 22 million illegal aliens to the U.S. Senate in his first 100 days. Likewise, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, has suggested that elected Democrats are already working on the amnesty plan. Biden is being lobbied by the Open Borders lobby to end deportations of all illegal aliens, including convicted criminals, indefinitely, and eliminate detention of border crossers. In the first 100 days, we believe he needs to be bold, swift, and act without hesitation, United We Dream Executive Director Grisa Martinez told Politico this week. Every year, about 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards and another 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to arrive in the U.S. These legal immigration admissions are in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who annually cross U.S. borders and overstay their visas. The nation's decades-long mass immigration consensus in Washington, D.C., has surged the level of foreign workers in the U.S. labor market with whom working and middle-class Americans are forced to compete for jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.